Okay. Right then. I just take my dressing gown off. I'm in my pyjamas.
Oh, cool. house coat. Is that your house coat?
No, no, it's my dressing gown.
No, it isn't. Oh, Dad.
This is Referee's World with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon.
Hello again and welcome to the Referee's World podcast, which offers education and training for referees of all levels. You can listen online at the website refereesworld.co.uk, the Referee's World podcast YouTube channel, and don't forget to subscribe or download from your preferred podcast platform. My name is Darren Cullum and I'm a Level 5 referee affiliated with Somerset FA, and this is PGMOL Observer and Southwest Pool Observer Coordinator, Richard Mellon.
Hi, Darren. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very good. We'll talk to our guest, Ali Turner, in just a moment, but let's just do a little bit of a scene set for you. It's a Tuesday evening. It is the 16th of March, and that sounded like somebody doing up their zip. Rich, please tell me you've got clothes on.
No, no. Let me say, there are no flies on me.
Well, I don't know. You've just had a shower, you told me. So where was I? Oh, yeah, I've forgotten what I was doing now, but there you go. That sets up the podcast as it is. So, yeah, we're broadcasting from our individual homes, our places of residence tonight. We're not in the studio. We're doing this over Skype. It's Tuesday, 16th of March, and it's approaching 7 p.m. First of all, Rich, how has your week been?
Yeah, it's been okay. It's been lively. Par 4 Sports is doing some good business now, so that's nice. We're trying to set up our referees training camp for later in the year, but we're not able to put a diary in the date. We're waiting on the government lifting of restrictions, so that's really what controls us at the moment.
Now, talking of lifting of restrictions, in approximately 2 weeks or so from now, then grassroots football is going to be able to commence to a certain degree. There is a little bit of light at the end of the refereeing tunnel.
Yeah, it's nice to have that feeling of looking forward to something that, you know, is planned rather than something that just comes off the cuff. The only thing I would say about our competitions, and I've been speaking to a couple other referees, is it's great to be invited out there to referee. Just make sure everything is set up, it's registered. It doesn't have to be a league competition, we know that. But make sure, you know, if there are issues that whereby you have to issue disciplinary sanctions, et cetera, you're registered, you need to be registered. And make sure the competition has registered with the local county FAs.
Okay, we can talk more about that over the coming weeks. First of all, very quickly, before we speak to our guests, just need to mention a couple of things. Our YouTube channel, as I've just said, we've recently set it up, and what we're doing is, as well as adding little clips when we get hold of them onto the YouTube channel for you to subscribe to and get involved in, we're also adding the actual podcast so you can listen that way as well. And you can just search for Referees World Podcast on YouTube. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button as well. Can we mention the referee store.co.uk? Say hello to Matt there, who's been in touch with us about doing some stuff on the podcast. Can we also mention Ross at RefChat, the UK's biggest forum, and after this particular podcast, if you'd like to open up a discussion with anybody about anything that we've talked about, then that would be the place to do it. And very quickly, Rich, just want to mention a few people that have started following us on Twitter, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, go for it, mate.
Okay, I've just got my Twitter page open, and I'm just going to fly through some of these. So, hello to Annie Crowhurst, hello to Finn, hello to Rob Bunting, the Referees Network, that's TRN. Hello to you guys. Say hello to Arthur Poles. Please say hello to AFA Referee Hubs, iTrust Assurance Limited, Jess Q, Murat Senzoy, I think it is, and Gavin Rice. And finally, Sir Ali Turner, who is our guest. Ali, welcome to the Referees World podcast.
I'm not too sure about the sir bit, but, you know.
Well, I was going to ask.
Yeah. It's an old nickname from many, many, many years ago for some reason, yeah.
Now, this is a guest that's been set up by Rich. I get a message from Rich a couple of days ago. It says, Darren, I think we should speak to this chap here. Rich, over to you.
Yeah, I met Ali for the first time. I think it was about 2 weeks ago, Ali.
Yep, correct.
I was invited, I invited myself, probably intruding upon the...
Yeah, that'd be right.
Was it West Devon RA? Tom Ants, this was posting bits and pieces on social media, and I said, Tom, would you mind if I sat in on your meeting? And he said, no, not at all. And it was West Devon RA. I sat in the meeting with the other lads, and we had a little bit of banter, we had a little bit of chat, we done a little bit of RA business, which is all their stuff. Not that I got involved in that, because that's not for me, I'm not West Devon member. But I got to have a brief chat with Ali, and in conversation, out come background, and I just thought, wow, what an inspiration. And don't get me wrong, I don't give away wows easily. But I suppose we're all judgmental of other people when we look at the profile, and we just say, well done, well done. And that's exactly what I wanted to say to Ali at the time, which I did then in finishing our conversation. And I just thought, a couple of days ago, let's have a chat with Ali on the podcast and let people see how diverse refereeing backgrounds can be.
So, Ali, before we start, before we go into your background, let's just hear a little bit about your life as it is at the moment. Tell us a bit about yourself. Just tell us a bit about how you got into refereeing as well.
Yeah, so I'm currently a level 6 going for 5 referee for Devon FA. I'm currently 30 years old. A bit about myself, what I do for a living. I'm a full-time carer. So, yeah, very busy doing stuff like that. Yeah, getting into refereeing is a very interesting story, because going back a few years ago, I qualified as a referee in 2018. So since then, I've been on a hell of a journey since.
So that's what we want to explore, is your journey, because it's not all been rosy, has it?
No, certainly not. You know, the reason I wanted to get into refereeing is because beforehand, I was struggling in a bad place. I think I was about 25, 26. I had a bit of an alcohol addiction where, you know, I was drinking quite too much for my liking, getting into a little bit of trouble, getting in front of the, you know, in front of the police and stuff like that. And one thing led to another. And yeah, I was sent to prison for 9 months.
And can I ask what you were sent down for?
Yeah, so it was a number of offences that were building up. And there was one occasion where I was out down the town and had one too many, got in a conflict with the police, and assaulted a constable in his duty on the night. And come in front of a judge, I don't know, 5 weeks later. And obviously the judge had a bit of a background about myself and said, like, obviously I've heard a bit of a good character about you, but it's not acceptable for you to be out drinking and insulting, you know, police officers. He said the only way you're going to learn is by going to prison. And with that, he sent me to prison for 9 months, which I did about 3.5-4 months in prison. Mm-hmm. But it was a reality check going to prison, that's for sure.
Did you learn from it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Obviously, I did my time, you know, in prison, came out, went into full-time employment when I come out, into the job that I'm doing now. And I thought, right, you know, obviously I love, you know, watching football. I'm not really good at playing football, but what am I best at? And, you know, for me, refereeing beforehand, you know, before I went to prison, I was doing small-sided football in one of the local leagues in Plymouth. And like Rich mentioned, there was a bloke running it called Tom Ansis Mitchell at the time. And he kept inspiring me to take up the referees course. But, you know, back then, at the moment in time, I was going through a bit of a bad patch, and I didn't really want to get into refereeing at that level. But, you know, I come out of prison and I thought, you know, how do I get back into refereeing? You know, am I going to be labelled for going to prison? I was worried about that. You know, it was on my mind. But I thought, no, you know, I've did wrong. You know, I've did my time in. You know, and yeah, so, you know, January in 2018, took up the course and haven't looked back since.
All I can say at this point is fair play you, coming out of the nick, taking your course, and now looking towards a more positive future. Would you say that refereeing has helped you on that course to deliver a more positive lifestyle?
Yeah. The amount of skills in positive lifestyle that you know, I've gained from taking up the refereeing course is unbelievable. You know, the referee community family in itself is so supporting. You know, I've met many of friends and along the way, and you know, the reason I wanted to get into refereeing is because obviously I wanted to focus on something. You know, I didn't want to like go to work during the week and then go back out on the weekends and getting into drinking again and getting into trouble. You know, if I knew I had a game appointed on a Saturday afternoon or a game appointed on a Sunday morning, I had something to look forward to, something to work for on the weekend instead of, you know, going out, having a few drinks, getting into trouble maybe.
Are you still drinking? Do you still have a few beers or have you just knocked that on the head completely?
I have a few social beers now and again, you know, with friends, but not to the level that I was back then. You know, back then I was 13 and a half stone, you know, I'm 11 and a half stone now, so... You know, refereeing has got me fit. I'm eating better. My diet's better. Yeah, it's incredible from where I've come from to where I am now. And refereeing has definitely helped me on the line. You know, it's mad.
Rich, we tend to find people to come onto the podcast that deliver such inspiration in so many ways. And again, this is another example of that.
Like I say, I mean, I've had my career through refereeing. You know, the diversity of my friends, my colleagues, as I meet them throughout my career, continues to wow me. And Ali, for me, for where he's been and where he now is and where hopefully he will be able to get to by his own commitment and determination, I mean, it carries a wow for me. And like I say, I'm just nothing but admiration for the way in which he's responded to those dark times. You know, I'm glad that we found a referee out of it, I suppose, is my greedy side of it. but you know, the fact that... let me ask a question. Let's digress here slightly. Who's your team, Ali?
Plymouth Argyle, of course.
Oh, God. Come on, Green
Silly
Army.
Silly question. Come on, Rich.
Top the Argyle.
Well, yeah, no, it's, well, ginsters, pasties and everything else, isn't it? Yeah, no, that's what we all do. But, you know, just... did you ever play very much?
No, small-sided football. I used to play in goal for a bit, but no, I wasn't really a keen footballer, to be fair. I always wanted to be, you know, even when I used to go to youth club many years ago, I always wanted to be in the middle, never wanted to play. Weirdly, since a young age, I always wanted to be a referee sort of thing. But no, playing wasn't really an option for me. So, yeah, refereeing was the only thing I had left in football.
Yeah. How did you find those first couple of games? Okay, you've gone through the course. You've had that sort of, that inside the room security. You then go out there on your own. How did you find that first game, those first few games?
Yeah, well, you know, interestingly, you know, I took the course up and... there was, I think it was about 20 referees on the course at the time. And obviously I did a lot of small-sided football beforehand. So I had a bit of a head start than some of them. And I met running the course back then was Richard Mason, which is the RDO for Devon now. And, you know, he was a great bloke to get you through through the course. You know what I mean? You can have a laugh during the way. I didn't know what to expect, to be fair, when I passed the course. I didn't know, you know, what sort of games I was getting, but I was, you know, I was put straight into what they call it, the Plymouth West Devon Football League. And, you know, I was doing Division 2, Division 3 games. And, you know, when you go out, you get your appointment through and, yeah, you go out there, it's a different total ball game when you're refereeing, you know, from when you're doing the course. And you're still learning, do you know what I mean? You know, you do your laws of the games but when you actually got to go out and take the laws to the pitch, you know, it's completely different when you're on the pitch to, you know, to sell the laws. And but yeah, you know, it's, I've learned so much, you know, through football and refereeing and doing the games. I was given a mentor back then and he only turned up for half a game, so I never seen him since, so I had to crack on and do things myself, to be fair.
Let's go into a couple of scenarios as a referee, bearing in mind we know that you're not afraid to look after yourself if you're out on the streets, is that fair to say?
Very true.
Okay. Let's label this because, like I say, when you're now a referee, you're now trying to control 22 players who arguably are looking to confront each other by physical challenges, et cetera, et cetera. So your self-control is now challenged to the highest level, however many games you might have done now, from that first one to this first 25 or whatever it is. What have been the challenges as regards self-control?
Yeah. very difficult at times. You know, obviously, like you said, I'm very streetwise, and you know, I'm very well known in the Plymouth area, and also I know quite a lot of people that play football on a Saturday and Sunday. So when you're going out to the field and you got to be, you know, the man in the middle that got to take a step back and try and control the players and stuff like, it's hard at times, but it's something that, you know, the skills I've learned from that is, you know, I've been in, since refereeing, I have been into one or two sticky situations, you know, on a night out. But now, you know, I know how to control myself. I know how to step back, probably through refereeing, because, you know, normally, you know, on a pitch, you know, someone, you know, comes marching up to me. I want to hold back. But now, you know, I will hold back and know how to control, know what to say and things like that. So
have,
yeah,
you at any point, sorry to butt in there, have you at any point since you came out of prison being confronted by somebody on the field of play during a game that has had a jibe at you because you've been in prison and they're aware of it? And if so, how did you deal with that situation?
Yeah, weirdly enough, wasn't long ago, actually. I was doing, during the week, I do a lot of small side of football still. So I do give quite a lot back to, you know, in the community. And I had to abandon a game due to a player refusing to leave the pitch. And this one lad particularly didn't take a look at me and he come marching up to me. He said, "You shouldn't even be refereeing." He said, "You've been to prison, you're a thug," and stuff like that to me. And he was absolutely in my face, you know, chirping off. And, you know, I had to take a step back and, you know, I said, "Fella, you know, just leave the pitch, please." I said, "The game's abandoned, you know, go and take it up with reception and stuff like that." So yeah, I have had those moments, but you know, it just goes, as a referee, you need thick skin, as you both know, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, just to put you in the picture, Alec, I would bank on it that the majority of referees in our time, we've all stood in front of a player and we wanted to poke him in the eye. You know, I clearly remember those days when players have got on my pit and I've stood there and I'm thinking, God, I would like to bang you, why not? You know, but it's that level of self control. It's that those skills that you learn that keep everything calm, because inside you're burning hot, but on the outside you've got to be cool.
I think in a situation like that, if you can come away from a game having dealt with that situation and look back into the bubble and think, actually, I'm really proud of what I've achieved there, that is one thing that you can take away from the game and give yourself a pat on the back for.
Yeah. You know, and I think, you know, I've been into one or two situations where I think, you know, what am I doing on this pitch? Is it actually worth it? Do you know what I mean? You know, I'm definitely not in it for the money. No referee's in it for the money, especially at our levels. But, you know, and I've come off the game and I'm thinking to myself, I've done well to where I've got to. And, you know, I don't let a player like that speak to me the way it does. You know, over the last 4 years, I mean, I've done really well. I'm climbing the ladder, you know, and stuff like that. You know, and sometimes you think, you know, you just need to pat yourself on the shoulder and don't let a player put you down. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we are human. We have got feelings and stuff like that. But I don't think players see that sometimes, you know.
Did you referee any games when you were in prison, just out of interest?
No, not at all, because I was only on a lenient sentence. Yeah. Basically, it was, you know, do your time sort of thing and out you come.
How do you rate your strengths? What are the strengths that you've developed so far?
Oh, interesting. Strengths, for me, you know, as a referee now, you know, I'm currently going for five, so... You know, I don't know how far I'm going to go in refereeing. I want to, you know, the key thing for me is, you know, I'm willing to listen and learn, and that can only be in a positive. The strengths on the pitch, you know, I'm one of these referees that, you know, I'm a very chilled, laid-back person, but at the same time, you know, I've got to, you know, make sure this game, you know, is my match control at the end of the day, you know, and I'm quite well respected for that. I'm, you know, quite a laid back guy, and, you know, and that's what players like to see sometimes. You having a chat with a man with a laugh of them and stuff like that, is instead of, you know, putting the blinkers on and not listening to players. If you respect the players, they respect you.
Ali, before we sign off with this episode of the podcast, first of all, many thanks for coming on and sharing your experiences and sharing your background with us. If there is somebody listening, we have listeners all over the world to this podcast, so I'm sure there will be other people that have either been in your shoes or are potentially in a phase that could end up down that route. What advice would you give? And at the same time, what advice would you give to somebody who is just coming into refereeing as a par for the course, if you like?
Well, you know, refereeing opens the door for many, many, you know, good things on the way. It doesn't matter what sort of background you come from, you know, what you are, who you are. You know, it's one thing that I've learned in life is you always get a second chance. Now, if you're a new referee, you know, from a bad background and you want to get into refereeing and stuff like that, is go for it, because, you know, it opens so much access in life. The key skills you learn from it, it's incredible. Just, you know, if you want to work hard and achieve something, then, you know, refereeing is the thing. Go for it.
Yeah. Last one from me, Ali. What are the key skills that you've learned in football that you can take into everyday life and vice versa?
For me, going into football, refereeing, key skills is how to control your emotions and stuff like that on a football pitch, and taking it out on, you know, to day-to-day life, because, you know, it's not easy, you know, looking after 22 men on a Saturday and Sunday, you know, and you could get into a situation, you know, say in your local supermarket, and, you know, it's how you control yourself and know how to walk away, and, you know, not, it's saying the right things. It's just stuff like that. It's, you know, it's you just need to control yourself and believe in yourself. That's the main thing.
Great. Ali, it's great. Been an absolute pleasure talking to you here on the Referees World podcast.
Cheers for having me. Rich, thanks for inviting me.
No problem.
It's been a pleasure to share my experience, and hopefully we'll meet again one day.
The download is complete.
This is Referees World with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon.